All right, Brian, man, how you doing today?
Doing wonderful. It's Friday. It's 3:49.
Yeah, we're going. This is a farm to table app. We're going to be recording and posting.
I like it. All right, so you know, can't say anything too wild.
Yeah, nothing's going to get edited out. Edited. Sorry.
Shit.
Be on your best behavior.
Got it out of the way. Awesome. Well, Larry, how's your Friday going so far?
Man, I'm doing these like leadership courses. So I have this hour and a half meeting every Friday. Luckily, my sister was here to watch the baby during that because she's not at daycare. And then my sister left and then I had to put the baby down. And then Brian says, hey, let's do a podcast. And I says, okay, let's do a podcast. And then now I'm here.
Well,
thanks for
asking.
Yeah. How about you?
You haven't quit the Friday. Much more mellow than yours. I biked to work, biked to get some lunch. Ooh, big serious news in the world. Summer wraps are back at Jimmy John's.
Okay.
And remember, they had the Caesar wrap last year that was bomb. And then they had some other piece of shit one that wasn't good, but they replaced that one with like this Thai chicken wrap.
Okay. And,
oh baby, it is the
bomb. I do fucks with some Jimmy John's, so I'll try that.
It is seriously delicious.
I have an office downtown and there's basically two, unless you go like to a sit-down restaurant for lunch, there's like this Mediterranean place I go to a lot, but it's pretty expensive, or there's Jimmy John's. So I basically always just go to Jimmy John's. It's fine. But what's, now that they have something else. What?
The other sandwich shop downtown. It might not be by your office. It's like it's across from like Stella's area.
Oh yeah, that place is great. Like there's two gnomes, Beards, I think.
Beards, yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
that place is fire.
That'd be a good option too.
Is
there an electric cheetah downtown?
I think that's more on East Grand Rapids area.
Okay, there used to be one by my office, and that closed, and I was very sad.
Hot dog place, right?
No, they just make these like super awesome hot Sammies.
Oh, fire! I'm a sandwich boy.
Yeah, I remember you.
Can't tell.
Your big hunks of turkey. Yes, psychopath. I hate chunky lunch meat, but you know, good for you.
I worked at a deli all through college.
At the Meijer, right?
Yeah, I was a little Meijer deli boy slicing up meats and cheeses for all the housewives of Mount Pleasant.
We have to have that on video somewhere, right? The ceremonial burning of the apron. You came from lunch and then just didn't go back.
Yeah, I definitely.
You didn't use another reference.
I've came a I don't think it would have been a good reference for me. Basically, that Meijer was like falling apart. It was like 80% of the staff was college kids who would just like work there for a day and leave. Like, and the worst area was the deli where I worked, even though I was a powerhouse there. I kind of loved talking to people all day and just slicing meats. But then if you're on night shift, you have to like clean up, which sucked. But anyway, half my team quit, and then they made me like, they wanted me like stay an extra day or something. And I went into that shift and I was grumpy about something. I forget what. Oh, I think I was like, I don't know, whatever. I came in like and was working extra. So I was like, I felt entitled because of that, I think.
Yeah.
Which is like just a shitty thing to do, but fuck it. It was a minimum wage job. And I was probably hungover. Anyway, I forgot my hat. And there was like a leadership of like the whoever, like the CEO or whatever, was like not the CEO, but like an executive was at the manager's touring around. So like my manager, or whatever, was like trying to flex in front of them and like made me go home to get my hat because I didn't have my Meijer hat, instead of getting me one from the break room or anything, like out of nowhere, just like was. And I was the best employee.
I remember you enjoyed the job and you said like you liked it and you said, yeah, I like talking to people. It was fine.
Exactly. Yeah. It was fun. You just ask how much meat they want. You chop it up and you give it to them. It was great.
Any meat jokes?
Oh, all day, dude. I got cheese puns. Oh, I'm very gouda at making cheese jokes.
Ooh, that's not so bad.
They're so bad, and that's what makes it good. Long story short, I don't know why I made this into such a long story.
Havarti the cheddar, please.
Well, Havarti is definitely here to party.
I want to name my son Gouda. So
I know, and that is dumb. That's a bad idea, Brian.
Yeah, it is. maybe our child hamster. I'll have, you know, our child name the hamster.
That's fine. You can name your dog Gouda.
We do want to name our next cat Raccoon.
That's fun.
I think it'd be kind of funny.
Just to wrap it up real quick, because we don't have to keep talking about it. No, just to put a bow on it. I went home to get my hat, and instead of getting my hat, I burned my apron on my front step.
We were all drinking.
Never came back.
I want to say it was a Saturday.
I think it was, because that's probably why I was so grumpy. It's like I was going to hang out with everyone all day, and I had to go in and cover for someone.
And then you had to go home and get your hat and watch us all having fun.
Yep, and I just never went back. I didn't tell them. I literally went. They knew I was a little upset when they made me go home, and I just never came back. And I had like 60 minutes of calls of like, where are you? I'm like, blow me.
Did you have any other college jobs? I don't remember.
I had a ton, mostly because I was like going for education.
When we were living jobs.
Yeah, so I worked for the audio team. Like we recorded it was for the music department, and we would like record recitals basically and then edit them into CDs for them.
Okay. Did you work? We were just like, where did you work out of?
Whatever the music building was.
Was in the actual music building. I don't know if you were out of like the radio station building.
No. That's where like all my classes were. More is where all my classes were, but like
more, yeah.
Anyone who didn't go to CMU is like, what the hell are they talking about? But yeah, that was actually a pretty fun job, because you literally go and just like watch a, you know, cello performance, and then you cut it into tracks and edit it, and you know, it's that easy.
Yeah. Ooh, I have a tidbit of information. So somebody, when I asked the last question about helmet recommendations,
you got some feedback.
Reached out, Andy Richardson. So kudo to you, thank you. He's coach of the Coyotes. He's messaging me earlier, telling me it was a good thing I was off the course by the time they got there. Otherwise, those kids would have bullied me and kicked my ass. But so if anyone else wants to pull in P-O-L-L, not pull it, pull. Anyways, question. Alexa and I got in an argument along with Miles over the weekend about how to correctly say there's a building in CMU. Larry, how do you say it? It starts with an A. Everyone says it differently. A-N-S-P-A-C-H.
Oh, ANSPA.
I saw ANSPA. I've heard other people say ANSPATCH.
No, they're dumb. It's not called ANSPATCH.
Well, that's what I said. But then Alexa, she's not here. She said it like a completely different way that I don't remember what it was. And she's like dead certain that that's the actual pronunciation of it. So any other Chippewas, if you want to weigh in.
What was the other way?
I don't remember. I wish she was here.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know. It was... Anyways, but if anyone wants to weigh in, I'm very curious as if anyone has any other thoughts on how to say ANSPA. So I think if you don't say ANSPA, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I think I probably was corrected into saying it that way and therefore never turned back. If someone tells, that's such a thing. Like if someone corrects me, it's such like an embarrassing, memorable thing that like, oh, that's how I'm saying it from now on. I don't want to look dumb ever again.
Fucking ANSPA, you idiot.
Right. What building was that? I don't even think I had a class there even ever, maybe once or twice.
I thought I did, but I didn't. Well, I did, but anyways, I didn't.
Thought you did. Did you go to a wrong, do you got really, to went to a wrong class story?
I went to the wrong class story. I think I did that once for a psych class. ANSPA was, if I'm remembering correctly, the building. So, okay. It's just going to be real local directions. So you're walking from the towers, okay? You cross the road And it's not the first building, the big building on your right, but I think it's the second building that you come to on your right.
Okay. Yeah, I think I did have like science classes in there. Does that sound right?
That would be Brooks, so no.
Okay.
Maybe your science classes, I don't know.
Yeah, dumb kid science classes.
I had, I think I had a philosophy course in there with Grayson. Hope he's doing well.
Oh, yes, that's what I took there. This is funny, actually. Did you ever take a class called Logic?
No. Who? Did you have Katz or did you have Smith?
Dude, I don't know. And nobody here is like care about our professor names. Okay, that's fine. Actually, yeah, all the Chippewas come out in the chat, please. Anyway, I just wanted to bring it up because I thought, dude, talk about blow off class. It's called Logic. I'm pretty logical. I think I got this covered. And then holy shit, it was like it was
proofs.
Yes, exactly. It's like social proofs of like I don't know, like there's like arguments and like how a statement is like a true or a fallacy, and like this must be true, therefore this, if this is true, and they all have like names you have to memorize. And holy shit, I had to take it twice because I failed. It's a true story. I had to retake a class called Logic. It was cool the second time around when I actually paid attention. I actually really enjoyed it, but the first time I was like,
oh boy.
Anyway, what's up in biking world, bud? You've been grinding in this hot weather, man. I don't know how you're out there.
Actually, I didn't ride a lot, so I rode to work on
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday, today. So I rode 4 days. No, I didn't ride Monday because it was storming, but I did go, I did some skills stuff at Canonsburg Monday.
Nice.
So on days where I think I'm not, like I know I'm not going to ride because I don't know, I hate riding trail when it's super hot. Like I'm assuming most people. I saw a lot of people were riding this week, like decent mileage, and you guys are fucking maniacs.
Yeah, psycho shit.
I'll ride to work just to get like some kind of fitness in, especially days where I know we're just going to come back and like get on the tune and crack some bevies.
I like that you're riding. Like, I wish my office was a little closer just so I could even e-bike to there. Like,
yeah, e-bike would be sweet. My office is it's close. It's a short ride. It's like 4 miles ish. I could add some on if I want. But it's a super bitch coming home because there's anyone knows where Breckenridge is. My office is on Plainfield, but I go up Breckenridge Road all the way to 5 Mile. And in that, I don't know, it's super fucking steep hill and it's terrible and it's a mile long and you've got over 100 feet elevation and it's awful. But after that, it's smooth sailing. So
it's uphill on your way home or way to work?
On the way home. Like, the hill is right like my office driveway and then it goes straight up and I'm like, oh, but
do you wish it was opposite?
Actually, if I had it the other way, I don't think so, because if I get home and I'm sweaty, it's okay. When I get to work, I don't
that's fair. Drugs.
I bring a change of drawers anyways because my ass gets soggy anyways in the road bike, so.
You heard it here first.
Either way,
you heard it here first, folks. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Brian's ass gets soggy.
So I did that. And then I rode Monday. I just did Canonsburg stuff. And then I rode Luton on yesterday and it was hot. But Merrill is coming along really well. I got to have beers and I think it was smoked whitefish dip.
Josh
McCready at Honey Creek Inn. Have you been?
No.
I never been, and I didn't really know where it was. It's right next to Canonsburg. I don't know how we've never gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really good. Really delightful. And he told me all about the new, you know, the rest of Merrill, and it's opening soon, and I cannot wait. Very excited.
Damn, dude. And all right, leave us at least one sneak peek about it. We've been every episode sharing a little bit about it, but what do you have of this round of construction that you noticed that you want to let the folks know about?
I didn't see this bit, but the interesting so Josh would let us ride. He wanted us to test ride the Winalda Loop. He'd have Cat Ellis out there and some guys from Spinful and some other guys that are they're good at that shit. And he's like, I want to, can I just have like an everyday rider? Brian, I'm gonna go check that out. I'm like, oh, so you just want like a shittier guy out there? And he's like, well, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So your everyday guy.
That's your designated position, it sounds like. Because I think that's what you said last week, too.
Yes, I did. And whenever I explain this to people, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You're more like the everyday jumper guy, not like the Instagram looks dope jumper guy. I'm like, yeah.
Honestly, that's a good media. Like, everyone wants to shoot for the highest tier. Just coast in the middle, because Brian got himself a job out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anyone knows Pat, like, he can hit, you know, like a bump in the road and get 5 feet in the air. So anyways, but not, this is not related to jumpy stuff at all, but I haven't checked this out. It is the entrance to Merrill. Apparently when the entrance was dug from the normal, your normal, the dirt lot where people usually start at, apparently it's on.
Apparently
it's on. 200 people's properties, and they're fucking pissed about it.
Oh, really?
Actually, I don't know if they are, but they're like, if you're redoing shit, let's fix that. So it's getting off people's property. Part of it's on High Point Construction property, which they're doing a whole new build on the right side of the entrance of Merrill. It's actually Miles's company. That's why I know this. And then the left side, I don't know who the fuck's property that is.
I know. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of Luton. Never mind. Keep going.
Yep, but they're Josh is making it for adaptive cyclists. So it's going to be a not entry level adaptive cyclist, but like a medium level adaptive cyclist, like approved trail. Just that first bit, that first loop. So you're going to have, you know, guys on recumbents, guys on, I think maybe some hand cycling. I just think there's hand cycling, mountain biking, recumbent mountain biking. So it's supposed to be really, really cool.
That's some pretty big news.
Really excited to get more people out there.
Nice.
Yeah. There was someone at first thought there was going to be adaptive stuff on Winalda. And like, absolutely not. Don't take your you'll die. Like, don't go over there. Unless you're really fucking good. I don't know.
Even I'm afraid of it from what I heard.
It's not what it's mean. Yeah, it's awesome. It's good stuff. So that's cool. And then there is a Spectrum Health project coming. If anyone's at the WMNBA meeting, they talked about Leffingwell. And I think that has finally gotten a bit more of a solid green light. And that will be a lot of adaptive stuff, which will be sweet. So their idea, Spectrum's idea, is it's supposed to be out there like their inpatient PT windows, how you can see like a lot of the trails. So you're going to see these people active, and that's supposed to give you some motivation to heal faster. I don't know.
That's interesting. That's kind of cool.
I thought it was sweet.
Is it mean? Is it cruel?
Well, I thought that too, because it's like, if I'm like really fucked up and I need like serious PT and I have like I might not heal.
Right. Like you're just like getting your arm strength back, but you'll like never walk again.
I'll never walk again. I just gotta watch this on my bike.
And you watch people like doing action sports. Like what's
like that might piss me off. I don't, maybe it gives you inspiration.
I think it is. It does more good than bad, especially like, and honestly for like the other people, it's probably like still like semi-motivating.
Yeah.
Baby's up.
Alexis, uh-oh, do you gotta go?
No, we could wrap up this episode still.
Okay, cool. Sorry, Alexis, sending me some beer.
Sending you beer, nice.
Well, photos of beer that she's, should I buy this? No.
Brian, want to hear something cool?
What was that?
Oh, my baby. You want to say hi?
You say wow?
She doesn't have a shirt on. It's hot in here. Don't look at her.
Oh. Hold on.
What a mess.
Everyone gets to hear Alexa's.
We got babies. Hey. Get that pronunciation on speakerphone.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, serious question. You're on the podcast right now. We're not editing anything out. So do you remember when you called the A building at CMU a weird name? What was it? Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay. Say it.
Anspa.
Anspa. like pho, not spa.
Pho. Oh, well, pho. That's basically close enough. But yeah, that's not crazy, Brian.
I remember it being more earth shattering.
Well, at least we got closure. That's great.
We got closure, yeah. Anspa. If you say Anspa, you're still dumb.
Oh God, brutal.
Is the reason I'm calling
is
because I need to know what kind of beer you want. I'm at the store.
Ah,
all I'm right.
Emma's on board too.
Listeners, you get to hear what Brian's going to be drinking this weekend. Talk about it in depth podcast.
Alcohol.
Go ahead, Brian, man. What are you going to order?
What are the options?
What are you looking for? Hazy?
Do they have the summer IPA for this Pure Michigan Summer IPA from Schwartz?
No.
Mm.
This is the Plainfield Meyer.
Oh, do they have next up?
No.
Really? You sure?
Listen, they have official. They have New Holland Hazy River. They have a Goose Island Summertime. I did send you a picture of a hazy.
Yeah, I don't. Pack. They're okay. I don't like those.
Okay.
Thanks, well,
though. Hazy little thing.
That's got some beef to it. Let's go with, you said they have Hazy River.
Hazy River? Yeah, from New Holland.
Yeah. You get that and is official on sale?
What? How many?
The bigger number.
I don't think they have the bigger number in stock.
Oh, man. Oh. You guys think it couldn't get any more exciting? It's out of stock.
Out of stock. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe some Hazy River and some official.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you, my beautiful wife.
Love you too. Bye, Larry and Abs.
Bye, Alexa.
See you later.
And our million listeners, you just said goodbye to.
hung up on your ass.
Yep. Yeah, that's okay. Because she knows we don't have a million. She knows we have 3 million.
Yes. This podcast does very well. Brian and I are very, very rich.
Yes. Speaking of, I don't think I've drank a Busch Light on the podcast yet.
Whoa.
You talking?
Okay.
Really good.
Mr. Big, we had to have had a Busch Light day.
I don't think we ever talked about it.
What did we drink when we did like Dirty Chain? We had them on.
Miller, I don't know. That's okay. The Dirty Chain guys.
Maybe I had Busch Light that day.
The Dirty Chain boys, they didn't like that.
Oh man. Well, so you all heard it just in case. Oh dude, Spindrift rules.
Spindrift and not a beer. This is what I was drinking, and then I grabbed a beer.
I might go grab one from my fridge.
Really tasty. You have a new flavor inside. I'm looking forward to trying.
Is it one of the lemonade ones?
There's lemonade. This one's raspberry lime, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yum. Maybe it's lemonade. I don't know. Spindrifts are just what is actually up. Mm-hmm. Brian, I did something cool yesterday.
Leary,
I got to test drive the new electric Ford F-150.
The Lightning?
Yeah, I drove one.
Do we call it the Lightning or do we call it the new electric F-150? Though you said it.
I was calling it that just for people who don't like know what the Lightning is. So I just.
Oh. Okay. Did you test drive it at
a dealership
in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, there's only one in like all of Western Michigan that has one right now because they've only been like a couple customer deliveries. But
Mark was telling me about that yesterday, no, the day before. That he said he saw one. He's going to tell you about it.
Nice. Yeah, they're sprinkling out. It's really hard to find them, but yeah, man, it is so much fun to drive. I was so excited about it.
What trim?
It was like the second highest one. It was still like an $85,000 version, which is just so crazy.
Same trim that you're waiting for?
I'm probably going to go a step down. I just can't spend that much on a car. I want to keep it under 60, hopefully like 50.
Okay.
We'll see.
Hmm.
That's a lot of money. Like my Tesla is cheaper than this damn truck.
Yeah.
Plus, I just bought the wife a new car, so I don't know. What I can't afford much more.
What'd you get rid of? I heard you got rid of the Jeep.
We did.
I was like, well, what Jeep? And then you sent the photo of your Jeep getting wet again. So then you got rid of the GC.
We traded in the, we wanted something with captain's chairs because we're gonna have two babies and a dog. So Teddy needs a spot in the car to go, and we can't just like squeeze him in between two baby seats. So we wanted like two captain's chairs. So we were looking all around. Definitely we're gonna buy new, and then randomly found this Tahoe on a used lot, and I don't know, it just checked all the boxes, so we got that.
What color?
It's white and black.
Ooh, what year?
I'm dechroming it right now. Like, I got all black badges for it that I'm putting on. Like, I redid the Chevy bow tie and put like this like black vinyl on it. It looks so sick.
Very cool. Look at Larry calling the carpet. What year?
It's older. It's a 2015.
Okay.
But we got we decided, instead of getting like a low trim of a new car, let's get like the most fully loaded of an old car that we can get. Yeah. So we went that way. What'd you say?
The LTZ.
I guess it's not the highest, is it? It's just the LT, but it's got everything you can imagine.
Well, hell yeah.
Cool. What does the LTZ have that mine doesn't?
I don't know. I've never owned a Chevy car in my life. I owned an Oldsmobile one time.
That's it. Man, I forgot. Damn. Look at my poor ass here without a Z. Fuck.
You could Sharpie one on.
Yeah, I mean, I already bought new emblems for it anyway. Maybe I'll just buy a Z while I'm at it.
There you go. So are you going to get a new bike rack, or does the bike rack fit?
It's my wife's car. I'm keeping the Jeep.
Ah, right. Does Amber love it?
Oh, she loves it.
Okay. Very cool.
I actually surprised it for her on our anniversary. I said I was going to go back and look at it. Like, I wanted to make sure she'd like one. And then while I was there, I was like, oh, it's just too much. I sent like pictures of like the first, you know how the sales guy always gives you like the worst option the first time before he goes back and talks to his manager.
So he goes behind the door, he shits himself, wipes his ass, comes back
and
talks to him.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's $100 less a month or whatever. You're like, oh, it's wow. Like,
he's like, well, we could do this, I guess.
Yeah, it was great. So I sent her a picture of that first number and said, I just don't think we can do it. And then it went down like $100 like I figured it would, because I was trading in and knew what it was worth. And then I said, sorry. And then I went home and I said, here's your keys back, and threw her the new keys. And I was like, hey, she was super stoked.
That is bomb. Look at you.
Hey.
First streak in 3 years. What are you going to do next year?
It's hard to beat that. I got her a damn car and a bracelet for. This is our 5 year, though. So you got to do something special.
5 years?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's wonderful. Congrats to you guys.
Yeah, so like, you had a fun weekend, right? You did some riding up north and did some boating, right?
We did. We went up to Crystal. Oh yeah, so we went up to Crystal. We stayed with Evan, and that was awesome. His beautiful house of a cabin. It's the bomb. And we went to Five Shores Brewing 3 times. I really enjoyed that. They've got a really good hazy on. They've got a sour, and I love their tacos.
Are they? They're given. Shoot, why can't I think of it? It's the other Frankfurt one to run for the money, aren't they?
Somehow sucks balls. I don't like their food. I don't like their beer. Their location is cool.
Right.
But Five Shores is in Beulah, so it's on like the other side of the lake.
It's still kind of within like what, 5 miles or something.
It's close. Yeah. But yeah, so we hung out, did some boating. It was wonderful. Awesome food, some good Evan time. We rode around, Evan and I rode around the lake, and our buddy Kevin McKinnon, beer review man.
Oh yeah.
He had messaged me earlier and said he did the M22 challenge.
Oh cool.
That'd be cool to have him on to talk about that. I think that would be a good app.
I really wanted to do that. That looked fun.
Yeah, but he had messaged me and told me that he was going to be up there, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, if we see you, that'd be awesome. And it was kind of like, be sweet if I see you. If not, okay, whatever. And we're riding, and Evan and I are going into Storm Cloud, or not Storm Cloud. The Storm Cloud sucks shit. We went into.
It's not that bad, Brian. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, compared to every Grand Rapids brewery, I think it sucks shit. But anyways, and I see this guy in the Subaru. He passed us, and I was like, that's Kevin's bike. And I saw his kayak with all the stickers on it, and I was like, that's totally him. And he's got that his bike stand. He's got a chisel. I don't know many people that have a chisel. Anyways, and he pulled in right as we were in there, so that was some pretty cool timing.
Nice. I know. Last time we went to, what was it called? Taco Tuesday. Brian is the most popular person on the bike hill. He knows everyone.
It's because of we went over this. They asked me if I'm the other guy in the podcast.
That's not true, and you know it.
The other guy. So yeah, that's me.
But I bring it up because it looks like even up north you knew everyone.
Hey, well, it was cool. Oh, we're sitting there, and we had a couple beers, and somebody comes up, and they asked a question about, obviously, my really cool bike. No, they didn't ask about my bike. They asked about Evan's bike, and they asked if it was Omanda or Dumani. And they started talking about it, and the guy said, well, I've got one on order. It's been on order for about 9 months, and started shooting the shit, and I was like, what shop did you order from? And he's like, that one out in Rockford, Rockford Bike Shop. And I was like, oh, no shit. So we started talking about Rockford Bike Shop, which is cool.
It is, like, the cycling community is becoming a smaller and smaller world. It's kind of cool, like how, I mean, there's only what? Like, there's limited amount of trails in Michigan, so we're bound to done something in common, you know. I think that's kind of cool. It's like if anyone else owns a mountain bike, we're bound to have done at least one same trail, and you already have something to talk about right there. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool, Larry. Good thinking.
Yeah, we're
interconnected.
Yes, interconnected. Look at that. Oh my god. This is why you guys pay us the big bucks.
The mycelium of the sprouting of the mountain bike community.
Wow, guys, again, you can direct your checks to my Venmo, which is, let me read that real quick. Just kidding. Brian, have you been using any of our sponsor recently?
I used it this morning.
Really?
I did. My old man knees they're hurting.
Yeah, man, I for real use it now. Or sorry,
Bioderm.
Yeah, Myoderm is our CBD lotion sponsor. And I know do you use the medicated one, or do you use, because I know I always talk about that, but.
What medicated one?
There's they sent us both a medicated one and a non-medicated. So the medicated has like menthol.
I think that's in my truck. And I think the regular one is in the house, and I use both, but I'm waiting to use the Super Duty Daddy one. 5,000 mg.
Honestly, I don't know what difference those make. They're all kind of the same, but like the mentholated one, I preach by that one. Whenever my back hurts, I put it on, and even if it's in my head or whatever, I love it. So anyways, if you guys are interested in checking out Myoderm, just go to their website and use promo code ROOTS for 20% off. And they did tell us it's a special code because no one else gets 20%. All of their public ads are, I think, 10 or 15. So we've got the best deal in Myoderm.
Not the blender.
Would you say? Yeah, not like
blenders discount.
I think they said maybe a couple other podcasters stuff get the same code, but don't use theirs. No, ours.
Ours is much better. Before I forget, huge send off to the psychopaths doing the lumberjack.
Was that this weekend?
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Wow.
Just absolutely. I don't know. Do we know if Joel's doing it?
I don't know. I was about to say I doubt it, but then I'm like, no, knowing him, he might actually be doing it.
Well, I saw him. He had a longer ride last night with Tristan, so I assumed he wasn't. But then I just remembered, I think we asked him, and he said he was signed up. So
Tristan might be even, right?
Is he? He might. That would be up his alley.
All right. Well, if one of them do it, we should have him on next week to talk about it.
Yeah, because that's psychotic shit.
And we should probably wish our very, very good friend Tyler congratulations for being a dad. Just had his baby last weekend, friend of the show.
Baby Archer, welcome to the world. Woo-woo!
Yeah, man. So, Tyler, I know you listen to every episode all the way through. You can text us when you get to this part 6 months from now.
Matter of fact, if you do, I will give you a box of Bush.
Okay, let's do this. I will.
How much I know he doesn't listen.
I know he wouldn't. Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't blame him. I can't believe he listens to this thing. But Tyler, if you make it to this part of this episode, Brian and I will buy you a 30 pack, not just a Busch Light, of any beer you choose. Well, not 30. I know how Tyler is. He'd go online and find like some $600 30 pack and make us buy that for him or something.
A 30 pack of whiskey.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He'd be like, well, technically you didn't say.
Gin is what he would do. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So we'll put a price cap of like $50 on that. How about that? And then anything you alcohol related under $50.
We back. We
really
are doing it live, huh?
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened there. I pushed the wrong button.
I had something else I wanted to bring up. I don't remember what it was. I don't know. I got nothing.
Think about it. Take your time. If people listen this far, they listen to you order your beers.
Oh, yeah. I think
they'd wait for you to find what you were thinking about.
And now I'm really second guessing my beer decision now too.
Oh no. So what do you end up with? You said officials?
I got official and Hazy River, and you can't have two hazies because you can't have them back to back because then they taste funny. So
a spontaneous beer review real quick.
Spontaneous beer review.
Yeah. You know, here, let's play a game. I bought two fancy beers I've been dying to try.
All right.
I'm going to let you decide which one I have.
Okay.
So up first, I got Portland, Maine's Long Pine OJ Double IPA.
Oh, sweet baby.
Have you had that?
Like no, but I think I've had Lone Pine before. Do they make that like 4th of July sour?
I've never had anything from them. It just, the OJ beer really caught my eye. And then from Southern Grist, I have a mango peach strawberry. And I don't know what type of beer it is. So
it's just mango peach strawberry.
This was mango peach strawberry. But they both were very expensive. So they got to be good.
Do the double.
You say the OJ?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay. All right.
As you're about to take your first sip, the anticipation is building. Larry, look. And he pulls the tab. He puts it to his lips. He takes a gulp. He makes a face of good and then bad, and he looks like mild satisfaction.
So I had a very much a flavor roller coaster there. So right away you taste like orange. It tastes delicious. It tastes like an M22 or 42 or whatever. But then all of a sudden you taste like vodka or something. You're like, oh my God. And then I had to peek. This is 8% alcohol. And I was that's what it is. This bad boy is going to take me for a ride.
You're going to have a good Friday.
But
did you roll it?
I did not roll it. I'll do
a little
swirly. Yeah,
a little snack at the bottom then.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? But going back to the old school
review.
Roots. What did we do? We just go 1 out of 10. Did we have any other ceremony to it?
1 out of 10 on the style.
On the style?
On the style of beer. So that would be a double.
Oh, yeah. Hazy. So a double hazy. I don't even know if I've ever had one before.
Well, now you have.
You know what, Brian? It's just a double IPA.
Ah, okay. Okay, so we're going to rank it on
double IPA. Brian, I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10.
Apparently, it's really double IPA.
Even a 10 out of 10. A 9 out of 10.
Wow.
It is that good. It's because every double IPA is almost just a tiny bit too bitter, but they do so much of that orange profile that it balances it out, and it's just like...
Does it make you say, oh, Jay?
Oh, Jay. Brian.
Bavarian cream.
I don't get that reference.
It was you. That was you. The Bavarian cream.
Oh, the commercial.
The commercial. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You should. Okay. Brian, you know how I kept making fun of you earlier and I kept saying apparently, right? Do you know what I was referencing?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride.
I love it. That's my favorite YouTube video, I think.
That's epic. I like that. The Turtle Kid, I enjoy.
Turtles classics, yeah.
Can you do the Bavarian cream?
Sure. Why not? We'll end the show there. Unless you remembered what you were thinking of.
I don't. Oh. Kind of. I can say it. Anyway, we want to have... have you ever had cavitation happen to your fork?
No.
Okay, well, we could talk about that on a later podcast. We're going to have Bob Hammond's going to be a guest at some point, and okay. He's going to talk to us about my fork and why... I think he's got some beef about some of my old Fox and RockShox technology sucks ball sack. So
interesting. So long story short, what does it mean? It just means it's like losing its effectiveness over time.
Yeah. So there's bubbles in the oil.
Oh.
So it doesn't dampen as well. And then eventually it just won't dampen at all. But you notice it at first when your lockout stops working.
Interesting. That sounds like
a lockout for high speed compression, but you do it all the way and it lock. Anyways, so yeah, talk about that. To end the podcast, now we need
Bavarian cream.
And then after that, if we do have Tyler on, he can do his strawberries and cream Starburst commercial.
Wait, that's what I pulled up.
Oh, is that it?
I wanted berries and cream. Mummy made me do the little lad dance. Now mummy's gone. But I still like to do the little lad dance, and you might too. You just run in place. Nice form.
This was a commercial?
I've never heard this.
Elegant. Touch your left heel with your right, and your right heel with your left.
Well, this is it.
Gesture to yourself, berries and cream. Whee! When it all goes together, it looks a little something like this.
Like, are we watching?
Wonderful. Now, sing the berries and cream song. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Up the octave, go for it. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Okay.
Easy peasy. Nice and easy.
You know what? I was like, this is dumb, but it won me over at the end there.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Okay. That's not what I was thinking of, but yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Well, we all learned something today.
But now you got to do it.
Berries and cream. I'm trying to see how many views it even has. Like, did we just find a random video?
Wasn't there? I thought you would make fun of. There was like a Bavarian cream donut thing.
Well, that's what I typed in, Bavarian cream. But this
Bavarian cream, it is Bavarian cream. It is.
Oh, you mean that's what I always quote from Eight Crazy Nights.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I was.
Bavarian cream field. It is. It is Bavarian cream field.
That's what I wanted. Thank you. My Friday is now complete.
All right. On that, I need to go spend some time with my two ladies over here.
All right. Happy Friday.
Later, buddy.
Later.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.